Welcome to the call. We're about ready to go live. It's good to have you with us tonight. Here we go. We are live on the video and we are live on the telephone. Welcome to the Tuesday night celebration of life. It's so good to have you with us. We meet every Tuesday night. Those who have been through coaching programs with me and with our coaches, we meet here on Tuesday night to go back through these principles, these six qualities of an intentional creator. This week, we're on quality number four, discipline and structure. It's my intention to take you through these measurements so they are clearer to us and remind each one of us of the principles and practices and processes to assist us in overcoming these thought processes so that we can become more effective. Now, it's interesting. Oh, by the way, welcome, welcome. I know we have a whole bunch of new people on tonight. We just finished a big class. And there are probably 35 more people joining us tonight. Welcome to this first class. We're so glad that you're with us. Please come back. As you know, and I will remind all, these calls are recorded, and they are posted on the Intentional Creation Studio, your personalized studio. Go and look at your assessment results and click on Creation Tools. You're in your studio. Options, 10 scrolls and quality 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then your personal journal, and then group coaching. That's where they're located. The code for each call is different each week, so you can access the code for the call by going to that group coaching session. The last item posted will be the next week's phone call, phone number, or at least access code. The phone number is always the same, but access code. So excited to have you with us. We'll be going through this journey. It takes us about 8 to 10 weeks to get through each one of these principles. Not through each one of them, but go through all of them. We don't want to race through them. We want to have these coaching sessions be very meaningful for you. This is of tremendous value. If you pull out a pen and a paper, have your Intentional Creation Studio ready, it is time for us to go to work. In your Intentional Creation Studio, I want you to click on quality number four. Quality number four, this is the discipline and structure. This particular section of your tool set, and I'm going there right now with you, to Augmandino. So if you want to figure out how to go there, go to augmandino.com. When you get to the website, just scroll down. On the left-hand side, you'll see options. There'll be seven of them. The book, the potential creator, take an assessment. The very last one is member login. Click on your member login. You'll put in your username as your email address. The password is the password you selected when you took your assessment. If you have any problems tomorrow, send an email to Nikki, N-I-K-I, at augmandino.com, along with your phone number, and she'll contact you and make sure you've worked out any bugs or challenges. There have been some changes in Internet Explorer, for an example. We don't support Internet Explorer. They just make too many changes that are too difficult for our programmers because of the complexity of this learning center. We suggest that you always use Mozilla Firefox or Chrome or Safari. Those are the very, very best ones. Any one of those will help preserve the integrity of the intentional creation tools. Once you're to your assessment, that's what comes up first. We're going to look at the assessment first. So go to your assessment, and then we're going to go, well, let's go to your creation tools. I'm going to look at your assessment through your creation tools. Because you go to your creation tools, and here's your studio. Go down to quality number four. Click on quality four. Discipline and structure. I'm going to turn off the video so we don't hear it. The first option is a assessment report. So click on assessment report. And the beautiful thing about this assessment tool inside your creation tools. This isn't just the assessment with all the pretty colors where you can double-click and hear a little bit of audio. This is where you can get a much more comprehensive definition on your assessment. Your first measurement is disciplined. It'll give you the affirmation. The affirmation is the balance statement. This is our objective. I am disciplined. I surrender my resistant and often rebellious nature and willingly submit to rules, order, and structure that add value to my life. Now, you entrepreneurs out there, 99.5% of you are going to have this measurement orange. So, frequently, this process may want you to question, challenge, or be resistant to structure, rules, policies, or controls. What are the risks? When you listen to this thought process, I'm reading right from my assessment. When you listen to this thought process, you may question, resist, or even rebel when others try to make you conform to their rules, policies, or procedures. You may even resist the very structure needed for success. Ever start an exercise program or diet only to have this thought process talk you out of within a couple of days? On Monday morning, do you ever feel exhausted by all the things you have to do on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, next week, next month, next year? Ever get tired of boring, mundane, repetitious tasks? This thought process does not want to be controlled by anyone, not even by you. Now, we step back. We can choose differently, but it doesn't want to be controlled by others or by you. What impact might this thought process have on your ability to maintain the structure needed to succeed? I share this one with you so that you can see the richness of this tool in terms of additional interpretive information as it relates to the specific measurements in your assessment. That's what shows up, the color of the bar, affirmation, and it'll say occasionally, frequently. It might say balanced if it's blue, but if it's green, it'll say occasionally. If orange is going to say frequently. If it's red, it's going to say consistently. And then the risks associated with that particular thought process. This is your unique measurement inside this personalized intentional creation studio. Very valuable information. Now you can scroll down to teachable and to analytical and methodical and consistent and loyal. All these six measurements dealing with discipline and structure. Now, I'm going to split some hairs with you just a little bit so you can take some notes. Discipline is about the rules. The question is, do we intrinsically value the rules? Entrepreneurs don't. They have a tendency to think outside the box, to be creative. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the shadow side of thinking outside the box is being resistant to somebody else's idea. Someone says, no, here's the rule. No, I want to do it this way. Well, no, you'll do it this way. That brings us to teachable. Teachable asks the question, how do we feel about authority? It says, I am teachable. I recognize the practical value in following rules and taking direction. I respect people in positions of authority. Now, entrepreneurial people don't. They value people based on their contribution, not based on their title. So the risk is, when you listen to this thought process, you may develop a maverick, quote, I'll do it my way, unquote, approach to living. You may covertly or overtly try to find ways to avoid controls that limit your options. You may become resistant, disrespectful, or resentful of anyone who tries to use their positional power to impose rules on you. This is the boss who says, you'll do it my way. And you say, why? Because I'm the boss. Can bristle the hair on the back of your neck. We could throw the baby out with the bathwater. And one of our objectives in tonight is to understand that we want to become a gleaner. A gleaner. That means someone who's listening when someone's sharing. We become aware, wow, they remind me of my ex-husband. I'm having a hard time hearing them. And we choose to listen to the message in spite of the messenger and in spite of the way the messenger is sharing that principle or that message. So we listen to the message, we glean for value in the message without having it push our button of resistance to authority. Now, those of you who have a red teachable or an orange teachable, let's have some fun for a moment. Now, this measurement, when it's active, does not have a funny bone. It doesn't think this is funny at all. This is when we're doing something, we feel strongly about the way we're doing it, and someone tries to make us do it their way because they seem to think they have authority over us. Generally, when this is orange or red, there's a story behind it. Just reflect. Where did this come from, if you have orange or red? Was there ever a time in my life when I felt controlled? And I said, if I ever get out of this, if I can ever extricate myself from this situation, this relationship, this job, I will never allow anyone else to ever control me again. Can anybody think back and actually feel that moment? Just know that some of this is just a natural resistance to authority that can get us in trouble. Because if it's orange and we've been in one of those micromanaged circumstances, we most likely thought about saying something when someone's trying to make us do something that we don't want to do. If it's red, there's a very good chance you probably have said it. If it's red, just say, wow, has this ever gotten me in trouble? Have I been reprimanded, fired? Can you imagine this measurement being red and being in the military? We're hierarchy and rules and orders, salute and shoot. Very interesting. So just reflect on that. Wow, where did this come from? If I have an orange or red, and what could I do to become a gleaner, a conscious gleaner of facts where I'm not throwing the baby, that's the message, out with the bathwater? That's the person who's trying to share it with me, the baby with the bathwater. Let's go to analytical. Just scroll down to the next measurement in your Intentional Creation Studio. If you don't have it with you, just make some notes. When you go back home, you can click on your studio and go and read all of this information. Analytical says, I am analytical. I think about and am open to new ideas that have the potential for solving problems or improving situations. That's ideal. Now, entrepreneurial people have a tendency to have obsessive thought processes. If your analytical is orange, just know that it's orange 97% of the time with an entrepreneur. That we're constantly, obsessively thinking or problem solving or trying to improve things. Now, some of the risks are that we may get really attached to our ideas. Our discussion tonight will be around systemic thought. Right, wrong, win, lose, life, death. When our mind gets its idea made up, it's a mental construct, it's constructed this idea, it's hard for us to step back and say, no, we're going to listen to somebody else. We're going to find the good in their idea. We're going to value human beings. This thought process just wants to be right, and it wants to be right about everything. It'll crush somebody over the topping on a pizza, whether it should be pepperoni or sausage. Now, we can step back from it. It's called metacognition, living beyond thoughts, stepping back, becoming aware of our thoughts, and choosing differently. However, this thought you're looking at it right now, analytical, this is the most difficult one to manage. The most difficult one to manage. When we effortlessly think, obsessively think, we are going to get attached, and we are going to need to be right, and we may in fact crush people. We have discovered from all the assessments that we've done that when we have this measurement, orange or red, we have a high risk of being perceived as being very opinionated, inflexible, needing to be right. And when we need to be right, someone else needs to be wrong. Well, we discovered that everyone's idea, 95% of the time, that's 9.5 out of 10 people, so basically everyone, their idea is attached to their self-worth. Attached to their self-worth. That means that not only do they need to be wrong, they get crushed. What topic is worth being right about at the expense of someone not only being wrong, but being crushed? I'm going to share share with you some principles tonight to help you manage this more effectively. Some of you have been through these in coaching classes. We've talked about them. It's time to really examine them, understand them, and apply them on a daily basis so that we can have the gift of the effortless thinking without the negative shadow side of needing to be right and crushing people. Now, the converse is also true. When we want to be right and somebody else is using their positional authority or they won't listen to us, they summarily dismiss our idea, what part of our self-esteem is getting crushed? When you get a chance, we get done here tonight, go look at your assessment and look at the top right-hand section, self-esteem, and see which buttons are being pushed. It's personal. When you think this much, this effortlessly, we are so committed to an idea that somebody doesn't agree with us, like, how can they not see it? It's personal. Are you calling my worth into condition? Into question, I mean? Could be. If whole and complete has got orange or red. Are you calling into question my ability to think through a problem? That's confident, if it's orange or red. Are you questioning my beliefs? That's a valiance, orange or red. Peaceful. We're either going to be fighting or feeling like we're cutting off our arm to give in. If it's orange or red. Just take a look at self-esteem and see if any buttons are pushed. And you might see why you can get frustrated when someone won't listen to you or value your opinion. What buttons are getting pushed for you? So that's analytical. Now, methodical, scroll down to the next one. Methodical, the affirmation is, I am methodical. I clearly see the risk in new and different ideas. I appropriately challenge change that is not sound. Now, if you got this measurement orange, there's a very good chance that you're very attached to an idea, and this thought process, not you, your thought, methodical, really isn't open to somebody else's idea. It's not open. Just think how that might show up in your life. You can step back from this. You say, I choose my battles. Absolutely you can. Except for when you're tired and overwhelmed and this thought process is running your life. And the most likely place that where that will happen is in our private lives. With those we love the most. When we're exhausted from a day and we let our hair down and this thought process shows up and takes over, those we love most may get this thought process and not our ability to step back and override it. We may actually give the worst to those we love the most. Let's go to consistent. Consistent is a measurement that asks us, how do we feel when things get in the way of our schedule? We've planned a schedule. How do we feel about it? If this measurement is orange, I want you to smile. We call this interruptions are welcomed. Please, anything. This is when we're sitting on a Tuesday night. We're looking at this big ugly, this thing that needs to be done. We don't want to do it. It's going to take so much time. I don't have that much time blocked out ever. Okay, I'll do it on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. Saturday morning, I'll do this. I'll block out the morning. I'll have more energy, more time. I'll do it then. Anybody ever done this? You see, it's Tuesday. Saturday's a safe enough distance away to schedule it. But it's close enough that we can feel pretty good that we're committed to do it. We get to feel good about ourselves. Now, Wednesday comes, and Thursday, and Friday. And the truth about time is it always comes. Saturday will be here. And this Friday night is coming. We don't want to go to sleep because Saturday's going to be here. We've got to face this ugly. 7 o'clock, 7:15, 7:30, 7:45, 8 o'clock comes. If consistent is orange, just feel this measurement giving you 10 other things you should be doing, 10 other important things that are you should be doing, anything, please, anything to not have to do this and to be significant enough to justify scheduling it next Tuesday or Wednesday. That's how it works. We call it interruptions welcomed. So smile. This measurement doesn't think this is funny. But step back, because aren't we most comical when we can't laugh at ourselves? That's what Og says in scroll number 7, a laugh at the world. Let's go, wow. What would happen if I reflected for a moment on those times when I finally jumped in and did it? Got it done. How did it feel? Wow, this tremendous sense of relief, sense of accomplishment. Wow, that wasn't so hard. Wow, why did I wait so long? And reflect on how much time you spent in the previous days, weeks, or even months worried about, nervous, confused, overwhelmed by this peace. And it finally is off your shoulders. And remember that next time you face one of these. That if you just schedule it, do it, it's done. It's done. It's over with. That's consistent. Loyal, we don't see loyal orange very often. It's generally blue or green. The affirmation on this last measurement is, I am loyal. I protect the rules, policies, and procedures needed to maintain appropriate levels of order and structure. If we see it orange, typically we are becoming a little lax in our enforcement of rules. In our own lack of discipline, if we have it, we may also lack the discipline to discipline others, provide the discipline and structure for others. If this happens, there can be all kinds of challenges. Expensive things can happen. Costly things can happen if we not only cannot discipline ourselves, but we don't provide that structure for others as well. Again, we don't see that very often other than green or blue. Well, they're the six measurements, and they're right here in your intentional creation studio. Now, when you go and take a new assessment, and for some of you, it may be time to do so. If it's been 3 to 6 months since you've taken one, go take another one. I'm going to give you some instructions for how to take it tonight. The instructions are very simple. You want to go back in and rank these 18 words or phrases. By the way, there's this thing at the top of the page here on the right-hand side. It says, take the free assessment. Click there, and you'll be able to take another one. Rank the 18 words or phrases based on what I would call a perfect world. Where would you rank these words or phrases if everything were going perfectly in a perfect world? If you had the right income, the right job or career or relationship, where would you rank them? This will help you see the clarity that you're gaining from going through the program, and help you identify very specific blind spots that may still be there. Some things may show up. You may be more conscious of something than you were before. Just see what shows up. And your latest assessment will appear in this section of the Intentional Creation Studio. Now, you notice at the bottom it says all assessments. They're all in here. You can click down, menu drops down, go to March 26th, and boom, everything shifts. All the colors and definitions will appear as they relate to that assessment. So you can check every one of your assessments right here and check and see the changes you've had on these specific six measurements. It's a very helpful tool for you as you're working on your personal growth. Now, in this discipline and structured section, there's the next section is called affirmations. Click on that, if you would, affirmations. And it says discipline and structure. If you look at this section, there is a green bar that says, push play to listen to this affirmation. I have recorded in my voice all six of the balance statements. They're all affirmations. I am affirmations. I am disciplined. I am teachable in the definition. And I've set it to music. And there's a little button underneath that that says download MP3. You can download these affirmations to your MP3 player. Your smartphone, you can burn them to a CD for your ears only. This is a trust. I'm trusting you with this. Don't make copies and hand them out to organizations, etc. These are copyrighted proprietary materials, but they are absolutely available for you. We want you to be able to take them with you when you're traveling, when you're exercising, when you're driving in the car, to be able to play them, listen to them, and start to feel them enter your soul. These are the things we want to, these are the characteristics that we want to become by are doing. As we're doing, we become these characteristics. And as a result of becoming these characteristics, we have our hopes and dreams. They come true because we're in creation, doing the very things that create them. Now you go down the next section. It says, invitation to freedom. Oh, my goodness. As we go through this next couple of pieces, all of these pieces you can listen to. This one happens to be 13 minutes long. You can click on it and you can listen. Resistance and Rebellion is 8 minutes. You can download this and listen to it. You can listen to it here too, but you can download it and take it with you. And you'll notice with each one of the MP3s, you can also download the PDF audio transcript. This is stream of consciousness conversation that we had transcribed, complete with all the syntax errors and et cetera, just the way I said it, and you can read along. You can also download the cliff notes, if you will, the practicum that is down in the lower section as we go through each one of these measurements. And this is true of everything, barriers to connection. This is an 18-minute section. Then we need to be right, finding good other people's ideas, getting your funny back. All of this is right here in the studio. So I would encourage you to download these pieces onto your phone and just listen to a little 8-minute segment one day, or a little 13-minute segment, or a little 18-minute segment. I'm going to walk you through kind of a high-level view of these so that as you're listening, they can become more meaningful for you. It's interesting that these six measurements are called systemic measurements. Just write that down. Systems with an ick on the end. Systemic. When we did our coaching, I described these. I'll do it one more time. A systemic thought is different from all of our other thought processes. They are dualistic. Dualistic. D-U-A-L-I-S-T-I-C. Dualistic. What that means is that they process in absolutes. All or nothing. Right or wrong. Life or death. Black or white. There's no gradation. There's no Pantone color schedule. Polar opposites. That's, you can't change that. This is how a systemic thought works. So when we're thinking about ideas, we're thinking this or that, this or that, this or that, this or that. We get our mind made up on this, and that's it. We got it figured out. What happens if we like this and somebody else likes that? Now we have a problem. Because the systemic thought is uncompromising. It is a mental, non-negotiable mental monolith. That's a monolith is a mountain that's a single stone. It's 100% that way or it is nothing. If we get really attached to a thought process, we're talking about something that hasn't happened yet. It's an idea. Yet, to change this idea for a systemic thought is like changing history. That's not the way it happened. Writers have this challenge all the time. They'll write a story, and they're on set, and they're filming, and the director comes and says, I need to cut 15 minutes out of this scene. And they're going, 15 minutes? But that's not the way it happened. Well, it's just a script. And the movie's fantasy, too. But we could get really attached to our vision, what we've seen because of this systemic thought. Just know that's how it's going to work. So we step back from it. Now, the next challenge with a systemic thought is that when it is alive in our mind, it causes the release of ligands and neuropeptides molecules into our body. We feel it at a visceral level. We are so attached to the idea. It's not just in our brain. It's now in the cells of our body. We can feel this energy, if you will. And if someone is starting to question, the amygdala, the fight or flight center, starts sending those fear dendrites out, starts sending cortisol into our body. This is why people can blow marriages apart based on the topping of a pizza. And as I wrote in the book, many of you know, well, one of my clients once said, and I said, it could be the topping on a piece of pepperoni or sausage, and she said, no, it was a bagel. It was a bagel. It cannot distinguish the seriousness. So dualistic. Everybody got that? It's all or it's nothing. It creates an expectation, this mental monolith, and it cannot distinguish the seriousness. It needs to be right about everything. It's like somebody took the Earth and tilted it 2 degrees off axis. The world's coming to an end. Pepperoni! Ah! That's how it thinks. Now, we can step back from this, but that's really hard to do. This is one of the thought processes that can absolutely control our lives if we're not careful. I'll give you a couple of things tonight. I'll review them with you. I've shared them with you before in coaching, but we'll go through them tonight just a little bit to help us step back from this. Because if we don't step back from this, we are going to crush people, as I shared with you earlier, and we may be right. And we may get to be right, but we won't get to be rich. Rich in relationships and rich in money. You don't crush people and get there. This is not a characteristic that we want to embrace, the shadow side of an orange or red systemic thought. So if we can feel this one, just feel it. Because right now, tonight, we step back from it. We're not in the middle of it. We step back from it. Just feel this for a moment. Wow. It's so important that when I'm talking to someone about structure, right, wrong, win, lose, that I talk in practical terms. Practical terms. If most entrepreneurs are resistant to structure, the last thing you want to say to them is, here's the system, here's the way it's done, it'll be done my way or the highway. Make your first million my way, make your second million your way. It may be true that we've got the right way to do it, but the very delivery of it in that right, wrong tone is going to raise the neck up, hair up on the neck of almost all people, and they won't do it. We see this all the time. And when it doesn't work, we wonder the system must be broken, so we go create a new system. Then we implement it the same way. It doesn't work, so we create a new system. Many businesses have been creating systems in ad nauseum. And the truth is, people are resistant to structure, to systems. So we learn how to present a system from a practical perspective. And then from what we call an intrinsic perspective. I want you to see what it sounds like. Many of you have heard me say, we're in the business of serving people, lifting and building people. And we have these support tools to help us in lifting and building people. That's a practical statement. That's the practical benefit, that this helps us lift and build people. From an intrinsic perspective, we step into someone's world, and we see their pricelessness and their uniqueness, and we ask them empathetic questions, and we draw upon a system to help guide us through that process of finding value in that person's life. That's intrinsic. If we were to talk about systems that way and examine them and see if they actually will support serving people, lifting and building and finding value in the human being, the practical and the intrinsic, our conversations would be widely accepted and people would embrace systems because they would see them for what they are, support tools to assist us in connecting and serving other people and finding value in the human being. If it's the system first and all you got to do is go find three people to do this and it's all about the system, most people will resist it, naturally. It's not the value, the system isn't valuable. It may be great. It's just that now you know. 99.5% of the people are going to be in resistance to the structure. A wise leader will use practical and intrinsic language to explain the why of the system. This is what we do, and this will help us in doing this. Can you feel the value in the person, the practical, lifting and building and rolling, connecting, product sales, revenue, all the practical benefits. And this supports all of that. So that's the 30,000-foot view. Systems are essential. Structure is essential. Now, another highbrow idea. Highbrow, but essential. I say 30,000-foot view. We seem to be in resistance to the very things that will create success. In other words, the success we desire is on the other side of the very things that we are resisting. I want to propose to you tonight a reason why that might be. When we are taking on a new task, we can have a certain amount of fear. Og talks about this. My procrastination, which has held me back, is born of fear. As we get closer and closer to doing something, we get more and more fear. Now, the courageous person acts without hesitation. The flutters in their heart vanish. They turn this lion of terror into an ant of equanimity. This is a beautiful concept. But they got through the fear. They recognized it for what it was and went through it, knowing there's no shortcut. And every time they go through it, it gets easier and easier and easier and easier. I'm sitting here staring at my microphone as if it were a barrier. It's getting easier and easier to do this thing. What rebellion and resistance and resentment allow us to do is to have a legitimate excuse for not taking action. Everybody got that? I don't like that. I would never follow that. I would never do this. When we begin to study the origins of this language, we begin to understand what causes us to go into this space is we don't want to do something which creates fear. And this gives us a quasi-legitimate reason. When we see resistance for what it is, we begin to wonder, why would I ever resist? When we begin to understand that our greatest objective is to be real, genuine, and authentic. That means real, we're willing to create relationships. And genuine, we're willing to embrace our genius and use it in the service of another, our full genius, without shame, that covers it and holds it, some of it back. We let go of the shame. We let go of the guilt. We let go of the fear. Our genius shows up fully. And then the last word is authentic, anthosectic. We act on our own moral authority, doing the right thing for the right reason, because we want to, get to, and choose to. And there's another piece to authentic. We embrace our natural, intrinsic goodness. Goodness. Every one of us are naturally good and wonderful people. Some of us appear rather rebellious and resistant and resentful. Just know those are overcompensations, excuses for avoiding the very things that create pain. May we choose instead to be courageous. Core meaning heart, blood. Be courageous. Have a courageous heart, a heart of hearts that dives in and does it anyway. Because the very things we want are, in fact, on the other side of the very things we're resisting. So why wait? Can you see how these systemic thought processes can get in the way? All or nothing, right or wrong, win or lose. Not going to do that. Let us make a different choice tonight. Let us choose to shut off this noise. Let's embrace our creativity, thinking outside the box. Let's embrace our examining whether or not to follow somebody in a position of authority. We want to value their contribution. We want to make sure they know what they're talking about. We don't just blindly follow. We're going to want to effortlessly think. Absolutely. Without the need to be right. Because when those shadow sides show up, we become rebellious and resistant and resentful, and it will rob us of taking the action necessary to create our very dreams. Okay. I want to review just a couple processes with you. This is in your Intentional Creation Studio. There's the need to be right. Finding good in ideas and getting your funny back. The need to be right. You've had this assignment now since you coached, and some of you have done this with one or two. I'm going to encourage you to do it some more. Identify people who might have been adversely impacted when you felt strongly about ideas. And just sit down with them. Ask, what's it been like to be in a relationship with me for 6 weeks or 2 months or 5 years with someone who always needs to be right? What's that like for you? Now, not everybody on the phone has this challenge. I know that. But have the courage to try this. And when you do, you want to read this piece or listen to this piece, either way, on Need to Be Right, so that you don't say anything that inflames the systemic thought. Give them a safe place. This is your ultimate power session, your ultimate opportunity to intrinsically validate. This is their experience. Let them have it. What is their experience when we need to be right? This isn't about you. This is just when you surrender to these thought processes, to the shadow sides. What happens? What's it like? Bite your tongue. All you can say is, tell me more about that. Share with me what you're thinking. I'm listening. And when it's all over, just say, thank you. I'll be working on that one. It just helps us get our bearings. How are we showing up? Sometimes we're showing up very different than we think we are. Now just know the next 12 to 24 hours, your thought processes are going to want you to address anything that was said that your systemic thought processes don't believe is right. That's not what you said. Or at least that's not what I meant. It's going to want you to come up with an idea of how to passive-aggressively fix this. Change this. World's on tilt. She said this about me. Just let it go. Just let it go. Just let it go. Don't let this thought process run and ruin the progress you've made in a relationship. And I share this with you because many relationships are much rockier than people believe because somebody in the relationship needs to be right. And when someone lets go of this need, it's a great gift. To a partner, companion. So that's need to be right. The next section is finding good in other people's ideas. Just know that when this thought process is really attached, this is a hard one to do, but when you do it once and you see what happens, it's magical. You got this opinion, this idea, you're talking to someone, you're trying to convince them, and you realize they've got a different opinion. So you step back from your idea. And you start to look for good in their idea. Look for good. This thought process is going to be screaming, don't do it! Don't think you agree with them and you won't get your way! Just step back from it. Just see how it acts. Oh my goodness, it's willing to crush this person. Look for the good in the idea. That's not agreeing with the idea. That's looking for something good in it because you know this law. There's a wall. You also know that 95% of the time, behind that wall is the person, and their self-worth is attached to their idea. Find good in the idea, and you just found good in them. Walls come down. When walls come down, conversations can occur. What I like best about your idea is this. You can visually see it. What would you think if we took that idea and we added this piece, or we added Barb's idea or Harold's idea? Yeah, and then we could do this and this, and all of a sudden, the conversation shifts from right, wrong, win, lose, life, death, I'm right, you're crushed, to a beautiful conversation about possibility. Simply because you cared enough, you knew the secret of controlling your mind, Og says in scroll number 6. You know the secret. So you get to step back and find the good in their idea. This can be done with individuals. It can be done with groups. Tremendous exercise. The last piece, is getting your funny back. I've shared this with many of you in coaching sessions. I still remember vividly Christina's wedding, our third daughter. Christina's husband is with the State Department. And we had a kind of a scare this last week with all of these crazy things going on. 2 weeks ago, he was out on a secret mission. He couldn't even tell Christina where he was. Out providing security for a high-level diplomat. Much like those who were killed with our ambassador in Libya. What a relief. I suppose it's almost like when Brian used to be in the DEA and he was doing drug deals every day. We were worried then, and now he's out in some dangerous parts of the world. Anyway, Christina, she can handle this. She is so funny. She's just so hilarious. You just laugh anytime you're around her because she just makes everybody feel so good. It was her wedding dinner, and it was my turn to speak, so I stood. And we had just gone through years and years and years of paying back $1 million in debt. Oh, we had struggled. I'd worked 16, 20-hour days routinely, sometimes 6 days a week, quite often, no exaggeration. And we're coming out of the backside of this, and we're having a wedding. Daughters still get married, even when cash is tight. And I just felt so relieved. So relieved. It was the first wedding. We'd had two daughters married, now the third. I was just so relieved because things were much better. There was money in the bank. Yay, bills were paid. It was all exciting. Debts paid off. And it was my turn to speak, and I was just in a funny mood. And I started recalling some of the things Christina said in her life, some of the experiences we'd had with her. We laughed and we laughed. When we got done, I stepped down. I was walking to our table that was right in the front, and my oldest son stood up to meet me. And he threw his arms around me and just held me for a minute and kissed me on the cheek and whispered in my ear, "Dad, it's so good to have your funny back." You know, when things get tough, and many of us have been going through tough times, we forget to get our funny back. It's time. It's time to go to scroll number 7 and read it. "This too shall pass. We're most comical when we can't laugh at ourselves. Let's keep things in their proper perspective. Let's take time to laugh. It is the best medicine for a systemic thought, because it's all or nothing, right or wrong, life or death. And sometimes we are really comical when we get stuck in one of these moments. May you use those thought processes. Excuse me, the scroll number 7 on this thought process to bring humor into your life." Well, this is an interesting set of thought processes. You go to read the scrolls, this is what shows up, trying to talk you out of it. When you go to pick up the telephone and call someone, this is what shows up and talks you out of it. When you go to do a power session, this is what talks you out of it. There's fear of losing control. There's overcompensation for fear. Now you know. Use the gifts from these 6 thought processes. Manage the shadow side. And the simple, most important thing you can do is take action. Fight through the fear. Second, let go of the need to be right, especially around those we love the most. Find good in other people's ideas and get your funny back. Let's take this on this week. Now for a scroll. You know, sometimes we study scroll number 8, sometimes scroll number 6. I want us to go to scroll 6 tonight. I'll be the master of my emotions. Og said it so beautifully. Weak is he who allows these thoughts to control his mind. Strong is he who forces his actions to control his thoughts. So we don't want to have these thoughts controlling our life. We want to be controlling them, consciously controlling them. He says there will be times when we must constantly struggle against forces that would tear us down. That's true. We also can be very conscious that we know the secret for controlling our minds, so we don't need to be impacted by somebody else's negativity. He tells us today they won't buy gold chariots for a penny. Yet tomorrow, they'll sell their home or trade their home for a tree. So don't be reactionary when someone reacts to us. Let us not be impatient with someone because they don't understand what we're talking about or they don't agree with us. Let us use higher levels of thought. Let's find good in ideas. Let's let go of the need to be right. Let's step into their world and let us listen. And in doing so, we can become increasingly disciplined and structured. And we won't resist it. We'll embrace it. Success requires it. Well, thanks, everyone. It's been a pleasure to be with you tonight. Take this on. Enjoy this scroll. Let it feed your soul 3 times a day for the next week. And when we come back next week, we're going to take on joy in the journey. This is an important one right now, where we can actually enjoy being in our life. Let's talk about the principles that govern the joy, our joy in the journey. Until next week, have a great evening, and we'll be back with you then.